I thought we played really well throughout the game. We bowled well first innings. I thought they batted really well. Bailey batted well in particular. But we thought the pitch was pretty flat, and you know we were in a bit of trouble at one point with the bat. But Al Davis first of all, and then Ryan and Dane, you know, got us up to a really good score. And I think when you get that sort of lead on a third and fourth day pitch, that you've got a real shout. And there was enough there for us to that we knew if we put the ball in the right area, we could challenge them and try and get 10 wickets.
Dane Vilas and Ryan McLaren look like really inspired additions, don't they? What have they brought to the dressing room?
First of all, they're really solid professionals. They work really hard. They set a great example to the other guys. So that, I think that's been great for us. And also they're quality cricketers, which also helps. You know, both international players. You know, we played against Ryan last year, and we know exactly what he was going to bring. Dane, I've played against before when he played for South Africa, and you know he showed signs of quality all through his career. So they've been, fantastic additions, and you know they've had a great start to their Lancs career, which is great for us.
Two successive wins now, three for the season. I think currently up to second. I mean, right in this in Division One.
Yeah, I think you know a lot of people wouldn't have expected Essex and Lancashire to be first and second after seven games. So I think we're in a great position. We're in a strong position. Confidence is high in the group. We've got a lot of players playing well, a lot of bowlers, a lot of competition for places as well, which is healthy. We're not going to get carried away, but we've got another big game starting on Monday against Warwickshire before the T20 block. So that's another important game. If we can get a result there, then you know it'll put us in a great position before the back end of the summer.
It's not a dissimilar start to 12 months ago. I think three wins from five, something like that. You were top, but then it faded away. I wonder, do you think the squad's better placed to sustain this?
I think so, yeah. I think we'll have that in mind, because you know it's not that long ago that we're in this position, so we've got to make sure that we don't, what happened last time doesn't happen again. And I think we've got to look to keep improving as a team. There's still areas we can improve. We've still got batsmen that are short of runs that can still help us out throughout the season. Still got bowlers who can, like I said, we've got strength in depth, so we've got bowlers pushing for places in the team. Which will keep everyone on the toes, which is good. And I think, we've just got to keep looking to, if we can keep improving on performances, this week was a really good performance, but as I said, areas to improve. We can still get better, I think. And if we can do that, then we'll be in a strong position come the end of the season.
And how much did you enjoy being back out there playing? Has it been a frustrating month for you?
Frustrating few months. I felt rusty at the start of the summer, just got into a bit of form. Felt really good against Yorkshire in that five overs that I bowled, and then got an injury, so very annoying. But to come back and first innings again, felt that bit of rustiness, quite a heavy outfield as well after the concerts here, which was tough on the bowlers. But second innings yesterday, I felt really good, so hopefully I can kick on from there next week.
Yeah, the second innings is kind of where you picked up from where you left off against Yorkshire, isn't it, where you bowled?
I sort of thought about what I did well and what I didn't do well in the first innings and tried to make adjustments for the second innings. And as I said, we thought, on a third and fourth day pitch, we've got to bowl straight, try and challenge make them play as much as possible, challenge both sides of the edge, which is what we did. Everyone did it really well, and it was a solid performance.